News Radio 700 WLW.
Of course, lost in all of the hoopla of issue one on Tuesday night, there was issue two, which was a referendum on legalizing recreational marijuana, and it passed. So in 30 days, we can all walk around downtown Cincinnati and various other places in the state of Ohio doing the old tootsie-wootsie, and nobody will stop us from inhaling. Maybe we get Bill Clinton here. He's never inhaled. Maybe he can come out here and inhale. Anyway, we are now part of a growing number of states who have legalized recreational marijuana. We are the 24th state to do that. So what does that mean for you, me, and for the coffers of the state, which I'm sure will realize great tax ramifications on this legalization? Standing by is a man who knows all about getting high. He's the host of Weed and Whiskey. It's an internet television show. And this is a guy who has been, I think, lighting up for more than just a day. He's our good buddy, the J-Man, Jerry Joyner. Jerry, how are you on this glorious Saturday?
Ken, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
Jerry, what are we going to be experiencing here in Ohio in the next 30 days? Just tell me, 30 days from last Tuesday, what will we be experiencing here in Ohio?
Well, there's two things that will be experienced in Ohio. A bunch of Ohioans will be getting ready to legally be able to use cannabis in their state. And Governor DeWine and his team are doing everything they can in their power to modify the law that got passed to their preferences.
Well, that's going on a lot out here. You know, we had that big abortion issue on Tuesday, and now the state legislature's all up in arms. They're going to get involved. They're going to get the courts in line, and they're going to do this and that. But the fact of the matter is, like issue one, the population has spoken on marijuana. We want legalized marijuana. Now, I'm sure DeWine is not going to be lighting up in 30 days. I just don't think he would gravitate to such a thing, but he will.
Well, no, he's state, not going to be gravitating. He's looking at how they can modify the laws that the people voted for.
He's not going to turn down the tax money he's going to get from this, though. They're going to be able to tax this. The state's going to make money from this.
Yeah, 10% on top of your existing sales tax. In other words, your sales tax now, if you're buying a legal cannabis product, which everybody thinks in 30 days you can do that in Ohio, they have 9 months to issue a license. And it's, as we've seen in other states, it's not going to happen before Christmas for y'all, Ken. As much as old J-Man would like to see that happen, it's going to be in 2024 before somebody could legally go in Ohio into a dispensary and adult use, 21 years or older, buy cannabis.
So,
but hey, 9 months.
You got to get the. Now, how long do you think it'll take for these licenses? I think you just threw a date out there, but here we are where we're sitting now. How long do you think it'll be before these dispensaries will be licensed by whoever is regulating this thing in Columbus?
18 months to 2 years would be my best guesstimate.
Wait a minute. We're not going to be able – we can light up legally in Ohio in 30 days, but we're not going to be able to buy it for 18 months to 2 years?
You know, if you look at what happened with New York and several of the other states after they – people spoke and voted and said yes, and the date that it said that would be doing, you would be able to do this, they didn't have the license issued in time. The people's buildings weren't into code. There's a lot of things that happen. Now, your medical marijuana dispensaries have the first choice at some of these adult use license, which will help some. And, you know, you're still kind of at a quandary because even though it'll be legal, you won't have any access to it. So you pass it, said it's legal, but you got to go to Ohio. I mean, you got to go to Michigan or somewhere and still buy it, right?
Well, there goes my Christmas gift for my brother. I was all set. I thought they passed this thing Tuesday night. I'd had no problem buying my brother something for Christmas. Now you're telling me I got to go out of state and bring it back. But isn't that like importing drugs into Ohio? I mean, would I get arrested for that?
You sure could, Ken. You know, I commit a felony every time I go to Colorado to get a THC cream for my 85-year-old mother to rub on her foot. She doesn't get high from it, but I risk a felony because I fly back from Colorado with that, and that's illegal. But it helps my mom's foot. If I got to do a little time in the pokey for that, then I'll take my chance.
So Governor DeWine said he wants guardrails. You know, he doesn't want kids, you know, inadvertently eating a gummy and all of a sudden, you know, they're floating up on top of the fourth grade class. He doesn't want that. And he's afraid that it might there'll be more impaired drivers on the road. He's trying to, like, put curbs on this. Has that been tried in other states that legalized weed, like Maryland or Missouri or Connecticut or New Mexico? I mean, have they tried to do this as well in other states?
The naysayers certainly have, Ken, and you all are the 24th state. I'd like to share with your listeners, in states that adult use became legal, health insurance premiums went down. Can you believe that?
What? Wait a minute. Where they legalized it, health insurance premiums went down?
Sure did. Four states: Massachusetts, Maine, Nevada, and California.
So, did it help glaucoma cases in those states? Is that why it went down?
Even better than that, Ken, people started getting less prescriptions for opioids.
Okay. I got you there. I understand what you're saying there, J-Man.
Yeah. Another interesting thing: teen use of cannabis did not increase. It decreased in states that passed adult use. You would think, okay, it's much more easier available. All the kids will be out there. The teens will be out there. Easy access. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to lead up to that thing that you just brought up. We got to have a law about common sense. Nobody should have their drugs, their legal drugs or illegal drugs, their pharmaceuticals, household chemicals, guns, alcohol, to where kids can get those. We keep seeing stories that kid ate a gummy, it looked like candy, kid mistakenly ate that. Where were the parents or the caregivers that allowed that kid to get that? That's what I want to know.
Well, J-Man, that's a whole different topic about parental supervision and who's watching kids. More importantly, who's watching the parents, but that's a whole different conversation. So you're saying the governor here wants clarity by December the 7th, which would be 1 month from Election Day, when this recreational marijuana takes effect, this issue two takes effect. But what you're telling me is the dispensaries aren't going to be in place. The licenses won't be written and agreed to for the next 18 to 24 months. And then if we try to go someplace else to get it, just because it's quote unquote legal here in Ohio, if we try to go to Detroit for some godforsaken reason, I wouldn't know why anyone would want to go to Detroit. But let's say we wanted to go to Detroit and buy some stuff up there and bring it back, we'd be breaking the law. So what we're really not in business here, really, for at least a year, year and a half is what you're saying.
You know, I'd like to have you have me back on the show and say, well, J-Man, you were wrong about that. I'd be happy for that. But if I were a betting man, that's where I'd lay my money, that it's going to be at least 18 months.
All right, J-Man. Well, we wanted clarity. You can find Jerry's show at weedandwhiskey.tv, weedandwhiskey.tv, and that's his show, Weed and Whiskey. And all things when it comes to weed, this is our guy. J-Man, you stay well, and we'll be in touch.
Talk to you soon, Ken. Thanks a lot.